We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
Hello and welcome to a special mini-sode of Ye Olde Crime, the show where Maddie and I discuss the funny, strange, and obscure crimes of yesteryear every Wednesday. This special bi-weekly segment is called Can You Crack the Cramp Word, which is slang for a difficult or obscure term, which I thought was very fitting. And joining me today is Autumn from the Autumn's Oddities podcast. And before we begin, I'd like to give her the opportunity to tell us a little more about herself and her show before we get started.
Hi, thank you. I'm Autumn. I'm waving, and you can't see me waving at you, but hello. A little bit about me. I started podcasting about a year ago, and really, it was one of those take your passion or your hobby and turn it into something that, you know, it's fun still, but it becomes sort of a job. So I did that. I've got a research background, lifelong student, former lawyer, just got out of the game, decided to try something new, and this was it. So, and working for a nonprofit. I like to focus on really everything. I don't like to limit myself. True crime, paranormal, conspiracies, whatever you can think of, really. If it's weird, I like to cover it.
Nice. That actually segues very well into my first question for you, which was, as you said, your show covers everything from true crime to paranormal to just plain bizarre and weird. What got you interested in the types of topics you cover?
Oh, just growing up, really, I had a weird, just a weird childhood. Moved around a lot, lived in some haunted houses. I mean, maybe my parents wouldn't have said they were haunted, but my siblings and I shared similar experiences with haunted houses, seeing, hearing things. I think generally in our family, we're just kind of more sensitive to that kind of thing. And also, I love researching and, you know, everything there is about true crime and paranormal. And horror movies are my absolute favorite. I feel like that's like a good segue, kind of a similar genre.
Sure.
Is the short answer.
You also mentioned that you cover conspiracy theories on your show. Are there any that are your favorite?
The assassination of JFK, for sure. That's one of them. I got a lot of theories. The moon landing, was it real? We don't know. Who's to say? My son likes to argue with me, my 13-year-old son. I gets him going because I'm like, I think it was filmed in a studio. And he's like, I'm like, how was there wind? The moon has no, you know, atmosphere. How was the flag blowing in the wind? And he's like, solar wind. And I really enjoy getting him going with stuff like that. Because he's like, you're crazy. I'm like, really? I'm only like half serious, but I enjoy the reaction. I think those are probably my favorites.
Is there a particular topic that you've either already covered on your show or plan to cover that you're really excited about?
There's a lot. Like, there are ones that I've touched on and kind of like, I'll do like I did an urban legend series that covered different regions of the country. And I did kind of shorts on a few cryptids. Mothman is like a lifelong obsession. And I really want to expand on whatever it is. That's a big one for me. Any that I've covered that I'm really passionate about. There's a local disappearance here in Louisville, a mother of five who just straight up disappeared. Oh, boyfriend is a suspect. She's never been found. Just her car with all her belongings inside of it, which is never a good sign.
No.
No. And the FBI has done multiple digs. Still no sign of her. That's one I'm pretty passionate about and we'll try to keep abreast of as anything unfolds. Autumn's Oddities is a strange and unusual podcast made by the strange and unusual, me, Autumn Gruby. Each week, I'll be taking you through some of the creepiest cases true crime has to offer. It won't only be true crime, I'll also be covering cryptids, haunted places, haunted things, and the true stories that inspired horror movies. Listen every Monday and Friday for new episodes. And remember, if it's creepy and weird, you'll find it here.
All right. Well, that's all the questions that I have.
Cool.
So would you like to move on to the guessing portion of the show?
Let's hear it. Let's do it.
All right. So your first term is bodyken.
Like B-A-U-D-Y?
Like B-A-W-D-Y and then Ken like Ken doll.
Oh my God. Bodyken. Is it two words or one?
It's one word. Smush together.
Body. I'm thinking like I hear the word body and I think gaudy, like excessive or tacky. I'm going to go with just an excessive or tacky gauche person.
Okay. Bodyken is a brothel or a house of ill repute.
Nice.
Because a bod was someone who ran the brothel.
Ah.
And ken is slang for house.
Nice. I didn't know either of those.
So they just kind of mushed them together. A bodyken.
Cool.
I thought that one was interesting. I was like, that's weird. But
yeah, because I thought a madam ran a brothel, but okay. All right.
Yep.
Cool.
Now let's see if I can accurately pronounce your second term. That's always a good sign.
Yeah.
Farrica Dowser.
Oh my God. Farrica Dowser?
It sounds like a magic spell.
Oh my God, it does. Or like a pharaoh, like a dead pharaoh. I'm thinking like pharaoh cadaver. Pharaoh.
It does kind of sound like that.
Yeah, I have no idea. Farrica Dowser? I'm just stuck on like seeing a magician in my head. Mm-hmm. That's all I got. Oh my God, Farrica Dowser? Not a clue.
Okay.
Yes. Let's see. Farrica Dowser. Is it one word or two? These all sound like they're two words.
Yeah. It's one full word.
Farrica Dowser. I don't know. Someone who examines dead bodies at fairs. I'm going to go with that.
Come one, come all.
Whatever. Just come and look at it. It's a dead guy. He just lays there. There's not much.
Exactly. A Farrica Dowser is when you give someone a good thrashing.
All right. Okay.
So I was like, this makes no sense. So I looked it up to try to figure out what this even comes from. And it's, they believe it came from Italian, because fair cadere means to like drop or fall.
So to drop somebody?
Yeah, like drop them.
Yeah. I'm making a punching motion.
I was too, and no one can see it.
No one can see. We can see each other.
Yeah. We both saw the punching motion. Mm. Or it could be from Latin, where the fairy from Latin, or ferrum, which sounds sexual for some reason, means iron, and dowser, which is a heavy blow.
Okay. So I can kind of see where they get iron from, because the chemical symbol for iron is Fe. I see they're kind of going in that direction. I don't know. Yep. These are some wild combinations of words.
I know. It's just like, why wouldn't you just say he hit him real hard?
It feels a lot easier, doesn't it?
It does. Although I still maintain that that's a made up word and it is just
I think it's completely
a
made
magic
up.
Spell of some sort.
Yeah.
Because when you kind of look at it, it also kind of looks like ferret something. So like it summons ferrets, maybe. That's the magic spell.
Yeah.
You pull a ferret out of a hat.
Pull a ferret out of a hat. You wave a wand. Ferret cadabra. There we go.
Oh, God. That would be kind of creepy,
That's
though.
It's just really an excessive amount of syllables for saying hitting someone. hard.
Yeah. Yeah. To just knock someone out, basically. Yeah. I would like to thank Autumn for joining me today for Can You Crack the Cramp Word? And before we go, can you tell our listeners where they can find you on social and when new episodes of your show drop?
Yes. New episodes are released on Mondays and Fridays. They are on pretty much all podcast platforms. I think I've checked and they are everywhere. So if you listen on some app, it's probably there.
That's fair. What platforms are you on for social media?
Instagram at Autumn's Oddcast, Facebook at Autumn's Oddities, Twitter at Autumn's Odd Pod. I've got a lot of different names. I had some issues with social media and like being flagged, thinking for some odd reason my account was a bot, and like three accounts got deleted. So I'm all over the place with names. And I'm also on Patreon at Autumn's Oddities.
Nice. Well, thank you again for joining me.
Yes.
And on that note, as always, I'm Lindsay, and I'll see you next time with another tale as old as crime.